will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that we can come together and worship you, not only by singing, but Lord, also by reading your scripture, memorizing your scripture, and learning more about you. Bless this morning in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We must choose to submit ourselves to God if we want to have fellowship with God. You know, submitting is a choice. It's a choice to submit ourselves to God. You know, it's suggested that the average person makes over 35,000 choices in a day. Now, if you change your outfit a couple times this morning, you may have to double that, like maybe 70,000. I don't know if that happens in any households. I'm not saying mine does, but sometimes it can be a lot of choices that you make. In fact, also, regarding driving, every 2 minutes, the average driver makes over 400 observations, 40 decisions, and sometimes mistakes. Decision-making is the most important skill in driving. And as you get older, I'm sure you see that. And those who are on the road a lot, maybe some might drive here and there, maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes. But if you're driving, if you're on the road like I am a lot, I know Brother Andrew drives a lot, Brother Brennan was on the road a lot with truck driving, things like that. If you're on the road a lot, you can see a lot of crazy things and not smart decisions. I'll say it like that. Not smart decisions people make on driving. But decision-making is the most important skill in driving. A driver operating in a city traffic flow makes 50 to 60 decisions in a mile. Most driving decisions are based on internalized sense of procedures that tells us an action decision is appropriate or not. These decisions become habits, and habits are based on experiences, whether it's good or bad. We make decisions all day. We've made multiple decisions as well this morning. But choosing to submit to God is a decision that we need to initially make. You know, a decision not to submit to God is a decision to submit to yourself. Mrs. Swearingen already read the verse there. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Joshua addressed the nation of Israel. Who are you going to decide to submit yourselves to? When I talk to the boys and girls every Wednesday night, or we'll have different speakers, Pastor Adam will preach many times there as well. They're listening intently as they're that morning or that evening as well. But choosing to submit, who do you choose to submit to? We are currently making choices all the time, but question is, are you submitting your choices to God? In the decision that you made yesterday, was that decision submitting to God? We need to submit our mind. If we don't submit ourselves to God, our mind will submit itself to itself. That's kind of scary, though, isn't it? Who do you allow to come into your mind? You know, the Israelites got distracted by the things that are around them. When they were in that foreign nation, they got close, and they made a lot of decisions they made were because what their fathers had made, their gods that they had decided. And when Joshua made that challenge, he says, "Who will you serve today?" Joshua challenged, but who will you serve? You know, social media wants your mind, but we need to guard our mind, don't we? Satan wants your mind as well. We need to submit our desires. We turn to Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, and we saw that Ruth, she said, "I will lodge." She said, "Thy people shall be my people, and thy God will be my God." We make decisions all the time. But what happens when we don't submit ourselves to God? We submit ourselves to society. We submit ourselves to our reaction, our emotions. Maybe you submitted yourselves to the beautiful weather yesterday. And then did you submit your decisions today based on the weather today? It was kind of different yesterday from today, wasn't it? And maybe our moods can be changed by weather, but our submission to God shouldn't be moody like that as well. We need to submit our desires to God. If I said, and so we have, and many of you may have a canine friend, and here submits my object lesson here. This is called Luna, supposedly at our home. And maybe you have a canine friend, and maybe it might be a canine foe at your home, depending on who you ask in my house. But we have canines come through, or dogs come through our house all the time. But it's great to see when a dog can submit to their owner, right? That's the ideal relationship that you want a dog, or maybe a pet, to its owner. But the funny thing is, though, at least in our home, when I'm eating meat, let's say a steak, maybe it could be a hamburger, it could be bacon, whatever meat it is, I'm sitting sitting in a kitchen, and all of a sudden this dog just puts its head on my lap. Or maybe someone else's, or it's ready to just grab any bacon crumb that falls on the ground, right? It is eager to get anything that falls off. Or one time I was outside eating pizza and I was playing soccer and I thought I could do, you know, two things at the same time. And when I was kicking the ball, my pizza hand, the pizza was in this hand, and when it went up, so did the canine, the dog, jumped and grabbed the pizza out of my hand. It was an eager, it's one of his favorite snacks, right? And so we know not to, we made a mistake one time of leaving a pizza box on top of the table and we walked away. And when we came back, it wasn't there anymore, all right? That dog was eager and loves pizza, loves meat. But it's great to see, though, a dog submit, because it is eager and waiting patiently, submitting itself right there at my feet, waiting for, just basically, it kind of has that puppy eyes, kind of just looks up at you with maybe almost as big of eyes as this. It's like, you know, and its ears back. It's like, can I have a piece of food, please? Just a crumb. Just give me a pepperoni. And it's waiting eagerly to get that food. But when I think about submitting as well, I always remember about Mary. She sat at the feet of Jesus. She eagerly waited. She sat herself down. And while her sister Martha was cumbered about, Mary just sat at the feet of Jesus, eagerly waiting, submitting herself. You know, when I think about submitting ourselves, it is not just an action. The action comes after you make a decision. But submission is it's a decision. It's a choice. Let me ask you this. Have you submitted yourself to God today? You know, I believe that if we don't submit ourselves continually, daily, we'll submit to whatever comes our way. We might submit ourselves to social media. We might submit ourselves to our emotions. We might submit ourselves to the reaction of other people around us. But let's go back to James chapter 4 again. In James 4, in the next verse, in verse number 8, it says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." You know, the first thing was a choice to submit, and that was just a decision. Now we see the action of that. Draw nigh to God. There is the action. How do we, when we submit, and after you make that decision to follow God, what is the action that you're going to follow through? We need to draw nigh to God. You know, Mary, she not only made a decision to get away from serving or getting things ready at that household, she kind of stepped away. She decided, and she sat herself there at the feet of Jesus. We must choose to be near God. And let me ask you this, how are you close to God? You know, drawing near to someone, or when you're close to someone, is because you care about them. Someone that you love, you want to be with them, you have that fellowship with them. And so let me ask you that further question, how do you draw yourself close to God? What is your relationship with God? We had someone read the verse, Jeremiah 29:13. It says, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your hearts." You know, there's many ways of society today going and reaching out towards your heart, towards your attention. There's many ways, left and right, but we must guard ourselves. We must come close to God. We must be near him and hear his voice. Remember Samuel, he heard the voice of God. Mary placed herself at the feet of Jesus. 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land." We seek what we desire. What is something that valuable that you've lost? I've lost one at the time I was at work, and I lost a specific device that I needed. Not a phone, but just part of the work I do. And it's like, man, I really, really need this. And I'm on the road a lot, and I visit customers throughout the day. And I went back to this customer. I said, I'm pretty sure I left this device here. And I saw this toddler wanting to play with my device. And I called back and I said, did you see this? And they're like, no. I mean, I'll go back and check. And I still couldn't find it. And I asked another customer. I went to another place. I said, did I leave this there? No. I'm like, okay. So I went back to that first house. I said, I'm not saying that you didn't have it, but are you sure that child didn't perchance grab it? And they're like, well, let's go back and check. And so they, you know, they weren't, you know, upset about it, but we went back and checked. And I said, let's check around the couch, check around underneath. And I spent probably a couple hours kind of tracing this because it's a really, really important device. And I was so upset. You know, I was kind of like, you know, I was done. You know, just once you search for something and you get all worked up and you're just frustrated. And I just stopped and got something to eat. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to tear up my car. And I'm going to probably take out the cushions and throw everything out. But lo and behold, you know that spot between the driver's seat and the middle console, there's that half-inch slot that you kind of usually maybe a crumb falls in there, you could care less. Well, there, that's where that device went. And it's pretty much the size of a phone, just maybe just a little thicker than this. And it was there for a couple of days. And I was tracing all over the place for it. Why? Because it had value. Why? Because almost my job was at stake. So that's very valuable, this device, right? And I wanted to find it. I made search. And ever since then, I made a decision not to place it anywhere on the car, but specifically in my work bag. When something is valued to it, and whatever value placed to it, that's what you're going to search after. That's what you're going to have for it. We can have value in jewelry, in a device like a phone, whatever it may be, but our relationship with God must have value. If we don't prioritize our time with God, our value with God, then we're not going to submit ourselves to God. We must intensely search for God. We come near to those whom we love and care about. Do you submit yourself to God? Do you seek after God? With eyes closed and heads bowed, if everyone could close your eyes and bow your heads, almost weekly on a weekly basis, I ask children these questions. And not that you have to answer this or you don't have to raise your hand, but do you submit yourself to God? And let me get more specific. Do you submit your heart to God? Do you submit your mind and your thoughts to God? Do you submit your fears? Do you submit your future plans? Do you submit your anxiety? And you can fill that box in better than anyone else. You know what that is. And many times I've said no. My friend, brother and sister Christ, boys and girls, men and women, we must submit ourselves to God. To have a relationship with God, we must not only submit ourselves, but we need to seek after Him. And so that's my next question. Do you submit yourself to God, and do you seek? I want to just take a few moments and ask God to do a work in your life and ask Him to draw, as you draw yourself to Him, to draw that He may draw Himself to you. Take a moment and pray for just a moment or two and ask God to work in your life. Heavenly Father God, we thank You for today. God, thank You for Your word. We know what our life is like when we are not submitted to You. Our life is chaos. It is broken. It is disturbing. It's lonely. But God, You ask us to draw ourselves to You. And first of all, God, You first loved us. And thank You for initiating that. But God, help us to make our own decision to draw ourselves to you and submit ourselves to you, God. Thank you so much for your word, God. Thank you for doing a mighty work in our lives. Help us to be submitted to you, not just for tomorrow, not in the future, but today. May we submit ourselves to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, we are done for our morning service.